You're listening to SBS News.
4 years ago, Craig Bowden voted for Donald Trump.
I voted for Trump because I thought he was going to be a breath of fresh air for the American political system.
He describes himself as an independent voter who leans right. The choice for president in 2020 isn't as clear. Born and raised in Boston, then a resident of Hong Kong, but living now in Brisbane, the 46-year-old remains undecided.
Biden is running on a platform. Vote for me because I'm not Trump. That to me is not good enough. And obviously Trump is Trump. So I'm frustrated and I'm still up in the air.
There's no such hesitation for Michael Schaffran.
It's a no-brainer for me. I will be voting for Joe Biden. I would vote for just about anybody, but Donald Trump. I mean, he's definitely, for me, the worst president of my lifetime. Donald Trump is a New Yorker. I grew up with Donald Trump. Everyone in New York, this is where he grew up, doesn't like Donald Trump. He's incredibly unpopular in his home state because we know he's a fraud.
The New York native has lived in Australia for almost two decades and runs a bagel bakery in Sydney. A registered Democrat, he votes in US elections every polling year, and 2020 is no different.
So Trump is talking about, you know, that absentee ballots are going to result in fraud, but both he and I both vote via mail. And I voted by mail for 19 years, without a hitch.
While the physical distance between Australia and the US is large, ties diplomatically, financially and socially couldn't be closer. The 100,000 Americans who call Australia home form the sixth largest US diaspora population in the world. While these expats come from different starting points, they appear to have arrived at the same conclusion. Both think Joe Biden will win. Craig Bowden thinks Donald Trump followed through on his pledge to strengthen the economy, but says his response to the pandemic will be the undoing of the man he voted for in 2016.
COVID-19 is not Trump's fault, but what is Trump's fault is a lack of a top-down federal government approach to fighting this deadly disease. America's 4% of the world's population, we have over 20% of the world's deaths due to COVID-19. That's unacceptable.
He hopes for better presidential choices in future.
There are 152 million people in the United States that are able to run for the presidency. These are our two choices. That to me is an abomination.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.